Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, a big game two victory from your squad, a 5-2 decision. You guys hang on in the end. Overall, what were your thoughts from game number two?
Yeah, I think the thing that I was most happy with was our ability to kind of respond after the tough night before. We didn't look like we wanted it. We were on our heels to start the game. We just kind of got back after it. So that was the most important thing for our group is we're a good team and we got to understand that and we're here for a reason. So like we all talked about, is a loss is a loss and we got to move on. And I thought we did a really good job of that. And that I thought was probably the most important thing kind of going into that game and then what we did during the game as well.
And obviously a learning opportunity from game one in terms of you guys were in a similar position in game number two, but the guys were able to respond in a very good manner. So in terms of that, what is the messaging any different on the bench in terms of what you're telling the guys, or is it just a matter of shutting things down?
It's an interesting one. I think our management of the game could be better. I think when you're winning 3-0 going into the third period, I think guys are programmed these days to always want to do extra, and I think sometimes simplifying it and kind of managing the game and managing the puck is the extra for the team and making sure that the win's the most important thing. So sometimes I think it's almost a care too much factor maybe in that room, and they squeeze their sticks and get a little bit nervous. And we've talked about it, and it's a young group that there's a lot of guys in there that don't have experience in those things. So it's going to be lessons for us to learn all throughout the playoffs. And it was good that even though they came close, we were able to go out and get one on the power play and kind of push away from it. So I thought our group did a good job of responding in that moment. We do need to get better at managing the game with 10 minutes left in the third period. But that'll all come with playoff experience and just game experience.
And Isaac Lambert returned back to the lineup for your group. A really solid performance with a goal and an assist. He continues his strong play. So what did you like from him, and what does that extra element of his play contribute to your team's success?
He's just a guy that when you put him with Becky and Ricky, he does a lot of the board work, and he's a strong guy on the puck that can kind of take defenders and make defenders work a little bit harder to defend those guys and open up some space for those guys to create offensively. So he's meshed well with those guys in the games that he's played here, and we look for him to kind of continue that bull-like, I guess, play and power forward type play here, because it's a huge piece to this series with those big defenders on the other side.
And another player you mentioned there, Owen Beckner, obviously meshing very well with Lambert and Ulrich, ranked number 86 amongst North American skaters today by NHL Central Scouting. What can you say about his play, how he continues to develop, and just the postseason success he's had for your team?
Yeah, he's a good example. I think he's gone about it the right way. He was a 16-year-old last year. At times, he probably didn't play as much as that he wanted to, but he continued his development progress and, I guess, process to kind of understanding there is an element of stages in your growth. And I thought he's done a really, really good job of that. He knew that he was going to get much more opportunity coming into the year this year. And he's just a guy that's kind of continued to run with that opportunity. He put a lot of work in the summertime to prepare himself for the opportunity that he was given. But he's one of those guys that you really are happy for, that see when he starts to kind of get accolades like that, just because of his mindset, as well as he's done it the right way and he understands the development process.
And last question for you, big pivotal game number three here tonight against the Vipers. It's a series switches over to Vernon. What have you learned about this Viper squad, and how do you guys use that to your advantage here tonight and looking for a big win?
Yeah, well, I think we've learned they're never going to give up. So I've liked our starts in all the games here. So different environment here. We're on their turf, but we should be ready to continue to do the same things. Things that work on home ice will work in away rinks too. So I thought we did a good job of turning the page when we were playing PG and going into their rink and having to play in front of a hostile environment like we're going to have here tonight. So I think our guys are ready here for the challenge on the road. And like we said, we got to get home ice back. We got to get one on the road here and get back to our building.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now joined by number 18 of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Owen Beckner, my fellow Island boy. Owen, you're playing some great hockey as of right now. You guys coming off another big performance in game number two, a 5-2 victory. You got a goal and an assist in that game. What can you say about the team performance you guys had there on Saturday night and your individual success as well?
Well, yeah, obviously we're you know, kind of firing on all cylinders. We both games had excellent starts. I think that's what kind of kicked it off for us and kind of built off that. And all the lines are just rolling. Everyone's playing good hockey. And, yeah, it's fun to be a part of.
And speaking of lines, you've meshed very well with Ethan Olerk and Isaac Lambert. You guys have formed some good chemistry and forming a great unit for your squad. So what can you say about those two and how they help complement your game?
I mean, they're two, you know, amazing players. And playing with them makes my job really easy. And, you know, I've been playing with them, you know, a lot throughout the season. And we've definitely built up a lot of chemistry and good connection with each other. So, yeah, it's a blast play with those two.
And on the other side of the ice, you're playing a former teammate of yourself, Dylan Compton. So what can you say about that, and how cool is it to maybe go against a player that you grew up playing with?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty special. Been best friends with him since I was 4 years old. So, yeah, it's kind of weird being on, you know, a team that's not with him on it and we're playing against him. But, yeah, it's obviously pretty special because, you know, growing up playing with him throughout my whole career. So, yeah, it's pretty special.
And obviously there's lots going on with the series here, but today you were named the 86th ranked forward amongst North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. I know the focus is obviously the series here, but what does it mean to yourself to get that accolade and obviously the success you've had this season and over the last couple?
I mean, yeah, obviously the focus right now is on the season and you know, working towards our ultimate goal. But yeah, I've dreamt of being drafted to the NHL since I was, you know, a little kid, and to be put on a list like that is definitely something special and something I won't take for granted.
And last question for you here. Game number 3 against the Vipers as the series switches over to here to Vernon. You guys look for a pivotal game 3 victory. What's going to be the key to success for your group here tonight?
I mean, yeah, obviously a different atmosphere being in Vernon's rink. So I think, you know, yet again, we got to come off to a good start and, you know, stop, you know, what they're going to try to do early, which is, you know, get on us, pressure us early. So I think we got to, you know, calm that down and play our game and, yeah, just keep doing what we're doing.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Tony.
Now joined with Jason McKee, head coach of the Vernon Vipers. Jason, you guys walk away from the weekend split games 1 and 2 up in Salmon Arm. What were your overall takeaways from the first two games of the series?
You know what? I don't think we've been at our best yet. You know, full credit to Salmon Arm. I think they've played well. They've played more consecutive periods than we have. We found a way to pull one out in game one, but I do like our resolve. Things weren't going well for us. We stuck with the process and really gave ourselves a chance both games. So, you know, they're a good team. We have a lot of respect for them, but we got to focus on us and we need to do things better on our end.
And you spoke quickly about it there, but just a very resilient effort shown from your group in the third period of both nights. So what does that say about the character of your team and just willingness to come together and almost pull out a big game 2 victory and also the game 1?
Yeah, we've come a long ways in that regard. You know, I think at the midpoint of the season or earlier than that, it would have been tough to see that, but you know, these kids have really come together, and you know, that was a huge win in game 1 and how it played out, and you know, they almost pulled it off again in game 2, but we there's so much time before that we need to worry about, and can look at it two ways. You know, obviously those are real positive things, but at the same side, we're giving too much of the game away and not playing you know, at our capabilities at this point.
And a defenseman that's caught my attention early on in this series, Dylan Compton. He has points in both games, 3 straight games now overall. Young defenseman, it looks like he's flourishing into a great role here in Vernon. So what can you say about his play and how is his development coming along?
Yeah, he's another guy that's really improved throughout the year. You know, his coverage in his D zone, you know, just being physical, getting into guys. And then, you know, everyone is able to see his offensive abilities. He sees through the layers. He exits the zone very well with his reads. So you're starting to see, you know, the maturation of a young player. And, you know, that was the expectation with Dylan coming in. And, you know, we're seeing the best version of him right now.
And then another defenseman maybe playing a different role but logging a lot of big minutes for you guys, Anson McMaster. Very rugged, big defenseman who's shutting down the Silverbacks, at least trying to with big minutes and as a big defenseman. So what can you say about his presence and maybe a calming factor for your back end?
Very calming on the bench, in the dressing room, on the ice. Yeah, you know, he's just a simple, hard-to-play-against guy. He's probably got more skill than people get credit for. He's able to make some real nice area plays and plays with a ton of courage and passion. And he's, you know what, you're the best compliment I can give him. You know what you're getting day in and day out. Nothing ever changes with Anson.
It's a big game here tonight, game number 3 of the series. You guys are looking for a big win here at home in front of your home crowd. It's sure to be a busy atmosphere tonight at Cal Tire Place. So what's going to be the keys to the success for your group here tonight?
Yeah, the good news is no one will even notice that. So, yeah, we just got to get off to a good start. I think we've been playing from behind too much, and we want to definitely try to get that first goal and play with the lead tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.